Welcome back to Log In, you fucking nerds. Hopefully, I'm going to have to post this episode soon because the game is this week.
Yeah.
You know, I just have to play. You're getting two fucking episodes this weekend because there's no way I can just pocket The Last of Us and this one because they're all timetable type episodes. But yeah, it's the NFL postseason playoffs this Sunday with the NFC Championship being the Eagles and the Niners, the AFC, the Bengals, and the Chiefs. I can only call one of those games because I don't see the Bengals squeaking out against the Chiefs.
No matter who wins in the AFC, that's who I want to win the Super Bowl. The Niners-Eagles, I hope the stadium blows up.
Someone just drops a fucking nuke.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate both of those teams.
Fair enough. I mean, they are your rivals.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Like, and everybody's like, that last fucking Cowboys. It'd be just, I'm like, dude, I told y'all from the beginning they wasn't going to beat the Niners.
Can we segue into how toxic the fans have been for the Cowboys?
Christ, dude.
Like, it is a legend in itself. Almost like Florida Man type shit.
Yeah, it's those fans that give Stephen A. Smith of the world that fucking ammo. They're like, Dallas fans are fucking obnoxious. I'm like, yeah, they are. I understand Stephen A. Smith. They irritate the fuck out of me, and I'm a Cowboys fan.
Like, the amount of busted TVs, like, the creative ways to break them is just... It's a story that writes itself.
I don't give a... I am not punching my $1,000 TV because my team lost.
I know it's tax return season, people.
Yeah.
But that is not an economically sound decision.
Like, at all. Like, man, fuck no.
It's chef's kiss. Like, it's just... Like, that's why I love... All right. This is one of the powerful tools that TikTok is. Because you get the good with the bad. And sometimes the bad looks good. That's the Cowboys fans who, like, they had a sketchy season as it was, you know?
Right.
And this is a 30-year, is it 30 or 30-plus of, like, just not making it out of the postseason?
27 years.
27? I'm rounding up. But, like...
It was 1995, so 28 years, technically.
So it's like, I mean, this isn't new. Like, usually when you guys have a fire... offense or like a fire defense, then I understand your big disappointment, but like you guys are sketchy on the offensive line. Well, on the offense, I should say, because you don't never know what back you're going to get. And then the defense, it hasn't recovered. I mean, my Ravens are no different. We're probably going to lose Lamar this year or this offseason. But like this whole NFL season, and I was talking to Callie about it because he's the one that like he makes bets and shit. He's like, hey man, who do you think's gonna go yard this game? I'm like, dude, honestly, I don't know. Because this whole season has been weird. And that's the best way to put it. College has been consistent. I mean, except a couple of those games where the players like just didn't feel like playing because they were like protesting against the school itself, which was dope, like Kentucky and shit. But like outside of that, the injuries, the inconsistencies, like I would hate to be a bookie or to be anybody placing bets on this particular NFL season. It's just been weird.
I was like, Cowboys could have won, but the moment Tony Pollard went down, I was like, yep, there it is. Because he was the only one getting chunk yardage.
Yep.
And he was making the fucking D-line respect him to throw open CeeDee Lamb and fucking the tight ends and shit. And then once that happened, I was like, son of a bitch. And I saw him get carted off with an air cast. I'm like, yep, it's over. Yep. It is fucking over. And I tried to be Dak's number one supporter. I was like the only Cowboys fan actively rooting for him to get drafted. When everybody was wanted the dude out of Michigan State, Connor, whatever the fuck his name was. And I was like, where is he now? Nowhere. Fuck him. And I'm just like, Zeke ain't what he used to be.
No.
And
he came out of Ohio, right?
Ohio State, yep. And then that fucking patchwork O-line we had all year. It was like, motherfuckers... moving from left tackle to right tackle, from left tackle to left guard. And
right.
So I'm like, dude, you put your O-line out of place, man. The blocking scheme for a left guard is not the same for a left tackle.
Nope.
And they damn sure ain't the same as the right side. Like, so you must, like,
they're fighting habits at this point.
Yeah. They got as far as they did, and I'm cool. I'm happy they finally beat Tom Brady. Tom Brady does not get to retire undefeated against the Cowboys. Fuck him. I don't give a fuck if he was 103 years old when it happened. The point is, it happened and I saw it.
I just like Tom Brady catching L's.
Yeah, fuck him.
But like I said, I think as far as predictions go, I mean, it's easy to say that the Chiefs will probably beat the Bengals. The Bengals, they rank one of, I think, 30th in sacks, not in a good way.
But Mahomes is also injured.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they can manage the clock
a lot better. If that defense plays the way it did against the Bills, then I can see the Bengals win. I want the Bengals to win it all just because, fuck it, why not? Nobody's ever seen that.
True.
Nina would be happy about it. Like,
oh, yeah.
She loves the Bengals. She never paid attention to football, but when her brother started playing, that's when she's like, oh, I like football. And then saw the Bengals helmet and was like, yep, that's my team.
Man, their white jerseys.
Fire as fuck, ain't they?
They're in my fucking division. Dude.
I saw the snow tiger jersey. I'm like, those is dope.
Yeah, I was like, man.
Like, and Nina's just.
You gonna buy it? I'm like, shut up, Callie.
I was like. I ain't gonna buy it, but if somebody gave it to me as a gift, I would not turn it down.
I was like, I would buy it just because of the aesthetic. Dude, I'm not a Bengals fan, but that shit
is so dope. It is so dope. I feel the same way about the Buffalo Bills jerseys. I have always loved their shit, but I got a homeboy who's a diehard Bills fan, and I just refuse to give him the satisfaction. Like, I got a Chargers hat that I want to wear, but I know Cali now, and I'm just like, I don't want this motherfucker to see me out in the city somewhere with a Chargers hat on.
Like, well, he's no different. He'd be wearing other team shits. He's like, if you know me, you know my team. He's like, but if you see me wearing something else, it's because it matches.
Hey, that's what I do, too. I'm like, that hat matches those shoes. Yeah. I'm a ride. There's just certain teams I refuse to fucking.
I'm a big Charlotte Hornets fan, but their color scheme is dope.
Oh, yeah. I got a throwback Alonzo Mourning jersey, yeah. Some shoes to go with it. But no, I got one now.
Oh,
like right now. The shoes to match, the hats to go with it. I'm like, yeah. Purple and teal, that's a sick ass color scheme, yes, dude.
It really is.
It always has been since they dropped in the fucking late 80s, early 90s when they hit the scene. And
I don't know what it is about purple, man, but purple's just the shit.
Yeah. Because even. Even the fucking Ravens. Like, I won't buy it because I know you and I don't want to give you the satisfaction, but them black and purple Ravens jerseys, dude, and they hoodies and shit. I'm like, damn. And I got some shoes to match so perfectly to that shit. And I'm like, that is so fucking hard.
I don't know this power that purple has over me. It's not even because I'm a Ravens fan. It just goes well with so much shit. It's just a good
purple.
Yeah.
It goes with.
It's a solid color.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It goes with damn near any other color. It's a great complementary color. You can put it with orange, boom, you got the Phoenix Suns. Put it with teal, boom, you got the Charlotte Hornets. Put it with black, you got fucking TCU, everything. Baltimore Ravens. Damn, all kind of shit.
Right.
Colorado Rockies.
Kansas City.
Yeah, you'll be like, that shit just goes.
Yeah, no, like it's, I don't know. Just like how I don't know how the NFC Championship's going to go because both those teams are iffy.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eagles, they're looking legit. I mean, so is the Niners for the most part. I think the Cowboys exposed a lot of their weaknesses going in to this game because in my perspective, it shouldn't have been that close. But it's something – sometimes when you just face a team that just – they just got your number, I think that's the Raiders for most teams because the Raiders, like, they're not amazing, but, like, they – if they lose, they never lose terribly. Not often, at least.
Yeah,
you gotta earn that shit.
So, who you riding with?
I'm gonna say it's gonna be Niners Chiefs.
Niners Chiefs.
I'm gonna say it.
I'm going Bengals Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
because I don't believe enough in Brock Purdy for the magic to continue.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, because
like, he struggled against Dallas's defense and. The Eagles be flying around too, and most of them sons of bitches are actually healthy. Yeah. Dallas was still missing starting cornerbacks and safeties from fucking injury. So, and that game should have been Dallas's if we're being fucking honest about it. Trayvon Diggs, fucking dropped a goddamn interception and hit him right in the bread basket. Yeah. Then on that fucking one drive in the fourth quarter, the Niners were going to like put it away. They missed a blatant holding call on that shit.
I stood up when I saw that almost interception.
Oh, man. Man.
Because sometimes it's just when you see a good pick about to happen, me as a DB, a former DB, like that's. That's what you've been waiting on the whole game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, those are our picks. I think I kind of just want the season to be over with because, like I said, it's been so confusing. Because there's the whole league's just been weird. This whole year,
it's it really has. Weird year. Russell Wilson just shit the bed in Denver. Dak didn't even play in five games and somehow still led the league in interceptions and somehow still made it to the second round of the playoffs. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Real shit.
Like, they completely dismantled the best team at the time in Minnesota, 43-9, and then lose to the goddamn Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, can a little consistency, please. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, no, because, like, every year, NFL analysts or whatever, I'll call them pundits, but like they always have my team riding high. I'm like, no, man, like maybe I'm a pessimist, but we have a thing about not converting on third down. Like we don't have a possession receiver. Like we have a couple go-tos and that's it. Like, and then we were just riddled with injuries left and right every fucking week. And then we couldn't get a contract deal with Lamar. I don't care if he goes out the door. Like, because I think his emotions dictate how well he's going to play. And with how many Twitter beefs this motherfucker's been having this year, like it's been awkward. It's been weird.
I had a weird-ass feeling initially when I heard about Lamar might be in. I was like, watch these motherfuckers somehow do a Dak for Lamar swap.
I heard he might be going to the Falcons.
Nah, his career's over then. I have no faith in the Falcons.
I was like, the Falcons would try that dumb shit because they think they're going to revive a Vic image type thing. I was like, but Lamar, he doesn't want to use his legs. He should. I'm not saying be a primary runner like you, Vince Young or something, but use your legs to create space. That's what Russell Wilson did. That's what he built his fucking brand on. I don't know what the fuck happened this year. But like, even his own team was like, bruh. We brought you here to do something, and you ain't did a fucking thing. Not a
goddamn. You let Geno Smith outshine you all year.
And he had a career as a fucking backup at the Ravens. So it's like, man, come on. Now you're going to be that old QB that's just going to get Geno ready. Like he's going to have another Matt Castle type situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel sorry for Denver fans.
Yeah, because they thought they were going to get somebody legit. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, this is a quarterback with legs that know how to use it to create space or get the first down. But because Lamar, it's either I want to be regarded as a true pocket passer. Da-da-da. I'm like, dude, you got a sidearm. Like, you're not throwing long bombs all the time. It's not going to be in step with your receiver or some shit like that. Like, you need to be hitting the fucking drags and the out routes and like finding where the cushion is on defense and just exploit it.
Good old play action bootlegs, man.
Something.
Get you outside that box, let you see more of the field. If you don't like what you see, take off.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes does a really good job of it.
Yeah. And he ain't fast at all.
He's not. Which is weird. He looks like he'd be fast.
Yeah. And he is not. Oh, Kermit the Frog voice, son of a bitch.
I always laugh at people bring up his fucking voice because it's true. He's got a. I don't know. His face don't match his voice.
You should hear my dad talk. My dad hates Patrick Mahomes. You even bring him up around my dad. Fucking bum ass. Fuck that bum. I was like, God damn, Dad, what the fuck? Did Patrick Mahomes rape you? Like, what happened?
Still get bitched in high school?
Yeah, it's just like, God damn, man.
You guys got some years between y'all.
I'm like, personally, I don't give a shit about Patrick Mahomes. I hate his brother. I want to punch his brother in the fucking face.
The amount of people that hate that motherfucker's wife is ridiculous.
Like, I don't understand. Like, why do you need to be seen? Bitch, enjoy your privileged ass life. You are.
She's like Steph Curry's wife.
Yeah.
I want men to ogle me, but don't ogle me. Like, the fuck?
Objectify me, but only when I want to, yeah, from the hours of...
Only tastefully.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, fuck out of here.
Like, if you're not Leonardo DiCaprio, don't objectify me. But at the same time, not enough these NBA players are looking at me. Like, bro, come on.
I'd have divorced that bitch right then and there. I'm like, yep, irreconcilable. Steph Curry's wife. Oh. Once I want other men to slide into my DMs and... Yeah, we're done here.
Yeah.
Like, nope. Bitch, you took that shit national. This is on ESPN. Like, right. Nah.
That shit was, it was weird. That's why, like, I feel the same with Patrick Mahomes' wife. Because, like, she's like the toxic fan. Like, yeah, suck at these people or whatever the fuck. Like, come on, man.
Like, this ain't the flex you think it is. Because when Patrick's team loses, people are going to be blowing up your newsfeed. And then you're going to be crying about a whole new thing.
Why are y'all harassing me? And bitch. You just like, shut the... Can't have it both ways, bitch.
Right.
Like, ugh.
That's why I thought when people talk shit about the Ravens, I'm like, look, man, you can't say nothing worse than I have. I love my team. I expect them to wake up and piss excellence. But it's just not happened.
Yeah, and with people like fucking Mahomes' wife, it baffles me. It's just like, if you were doing this to garner attention, to increase revenue for yourself... I get that shit. A la shit. Alex Jones just saying outlandish shit to get eyes on him. Value. Cool. Understand that wholeheartedly. But bitch, you don't ever have to be seen again, heard from, or nothing. You can just enjoy your comfy ass mansion in fucking Overland Park or wherever the fuck it is. Patrick Mahomes has one of the houses he has.
Right.
And just sit there and do your Pilates and be a stay-at-home mom and live a fucking lavish lifestyle.
Right. We ain't never seen Peyton Manning's wife starting fucking Twitter beefs or nothing like that.
Giselle Bunch. I don't even like Tom Brady, but fucking...
I'm like...
She did her own fucking thing.
Only time I remember her was in that fucking... She bitched about somebody dropping a pass. Like, Tom ain't out there catching the balls either. And then they cut to Tom trying to catch passes.
That was cringy.
And I was like, I'm so glad you said that right then and there.
Right.
Perfect. Because he can't catch. Right.
He don't got wheels. He is the slowest runner when he's running his fastest. Like, what the fuck?
And fucking Russell Wilson has the most high-profile wife of anybody in the NFL, and she ain't out here like that at all. And
she really has a lot to say, because a lot of people be cracking down on her husband nonstop. Oh, he a square. He a bitch. Da, 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 this, that, and third. And you don't never see Sierra acting out of pocket.
Which, just PSA, man. Just because you a square don't mean you a bitch.
Nope.
Like, I've never understood that logic. I know some square bear motherfuckers that'll knock you the fuck out.
See, that's why, I mean, we are kind of deviating from our topic, but this is actually prevalent.
I don't fuck with nice people. Like, it's the quiet and nice ones that freak me the fuck out because, like, if you piss them off, you earn that shit. Like, you earned that whole fucking fade.
Yeah.
If there's a lot of people punching their hand and shit like that, I fucks with them because, like, I already know either you're going to be about it or you're just doing that to try and scare somebody into not want to do nothing with you.
Right.
But the nice ones, the quiet ones, you never know when that, like, where the last bit of, like, restraint that they have is just going to be gone. Because then you're going to be fucking slept or dead. One of the two.
Yeah, I remember being locked up in this older... At the time, older. He was probably about 40. Little skinny dude. Motherfucker was a little young dude, probably about 19, 20, fresh in there. Rah-rah, just fucking with the dude. He's just sitting there looking. He was like, man, you's a bitch. I could tell you's a bitch. And he just looked up at him and was like, maybe, but you're going to have to show me. And the way he said it was just like so nonchalant. Monotone, just kind of, everybody was like, you only say that shit when you're supremely confident. Like, show me.
Right.
Show me I'm a bitch. And dude just did, like you said, just loud, rah-rah, trying to get, he was like, I'm right here, man. Like, whenever you want to bust a move. And he just kept doing what he was doing. He happened to be an artist, so once OG got on the block, he was like, hey, man, leave him the fuck alone. You don't say shit to him. Like, this is our artist. Like, I was talking to somebody about prison the other day. He's like, man, I can't fight, man. I wouldn't last a day in there. I'm like, that's not how prison works. if somebody tests you, yeah, fight back. It doesn't matter if you lose. All that matters is that you were down to fight.
Right.
You're not going to be a bitch about it. You'll take an L, but you're not going to take being a bitch. Right. That's, and then, furthermore, if you have something of value to them, like, once they tested me and was like, oh, this little motherfucker will fight. Like, yeah, I don't want to. I will, though. And once, all it took was one dude to see my handwriting and was like, he's like, hey, man, you write like that all the time? I was like, yeah, like, what the fuck kind of question? Yeah, like, what the fuck kind of question is that? I don't have different fonts of handwriting. Right. I can't just, like, Helvetica. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, I don't have a fucking flick of the wrist.
Sanskrit? Is that what you want?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Times New? That, like, get the fuck out of here. But he was just like, hey, man, if I gave you, like, 2 candy bars, would you write a letter to my girl? And I was like, I don't know your girl. Like, what the? He's like, no, I'll tell you everything to say. Just, I was like, oh, yeah, I got you then. And then I was making money, quote unquote, candy bars and crackers.
You was making ends.
Yeah, you don't be by writing dudes letters. And motherfuckers just left me alone after that.
Yeah, no, that it helps to have a skill.
Yeah, it does.
Which this NFL season doesn't have because it's so fucking
inconsistent. Right, it's just so fucking, like, Miami was weirdly good.
Weirdly good. But I think, like, it's been, like, a slow, like, trigger pull. And, like, they've just been progressively getting better. Just like how the Chargers weren't really shit until, like,
man,
when the LTs and Antonio Gates and Phillip Rivers, when they weren't really hitting their stride, when they left, like, the Chargers just plummeted.
And everybody was so, they are so ready to anoint Justin Herbert as the next guy at quarterback. And then how y'all give up a 27-0 lead in the fucking playoffs to the goddamn Jaguars.
But that dude, he got his ass beat all season. Like, how many times did he get concussions this year? Like 2, 3? That's still a lot.
Yeah.
This motherfucker was just trying to rush back on the field. Like, hey, man, you better sit your ass down, heal from that concussion, because you're going to be dumb by the time your contract's up.
Yep.
But, like, because his O-line was not giving him any love. But he was just trying to, be a great too early.
So, going to, before we get out of here, going to Lamar. He's still under contract, technically, right? This is be a fifth-year option?
Yep.
Right here? Coming up, so
this year is when we're gonna pretty much lose him. I think it's inevitable at this point.
So they're talking about the last bit of shit I read, trading him to whatever team, and they were talking about they'd get a couple first rounds and some second rounds, and I was like, God damn, is he worth that much? I mean, I know he's a former MVP, but
that, and he's still young. Like he is
still young. He's not even 27, I think.
Yep.
So you can get it. Like another 10, 15 years out of him. If he...
Yeah, and that's the other thing. They was bitching. I saw somebody bitching about him. Like, oh, man, he should have been on the field for that playoff game. Last quarterback y'all rushed was Robert Griffin. And you see where his career went. He's in the booth talking about it now.
Right.
So, well, fuck that.
In his defense, he made the bad decision of trying to juke or overpower Samoan. defensive tackle of probably the decade, Haloti Ngata. And that's... I'm not saying that just because he's a Raven, but he was the truth at DT. Like, he's one of those mainstream fucking defensive tackles that you...
Yes.
I wouldn't run into, you know? And after I saw his knee twitch side to side the way it did, yeah, he was never going to be the same after that.
Yeah.
That's 400 pounds of just
grown
Samoan.
And I'm like, the NFL has already showed every fucking player that this is a business first.
Yep.
So
your contracts suck going in anyway.
Yeah, I'm like, so I'm not about to risk fucking further injuring myself for you motherfuckers. Y'all wouldn't risk it for me, so fuck that. Right. I'd just rather not play if y'all trade me, then that's on y'all.
Yep. Because, I mean, like I said, it's a business. Well, like you said, it's a business. They should be trying to get Super Bowl rings, and if you can't keep somebody, you can get a couple first rounds, and you can build your team. Because our defense has not recovered since all the OGs fucking left.
Sad thing is, I think that's what Dallas should do. Like, get rid of Dak, as much as I love him as a human being, but I also think the character is a big detriment and why he doesn't have, like, a super killer instinct on the goddamn football field.
I don't think he's a – you need, a vocal leader as a QB, and I don't think that's in him.
Yeah.
Like he's a Trent Dilfer like
game manager.
Yeah. He can't carry the load is what I'm really trying to
say. Yeah, no. He needs an elite running back behind him.
Or at least an established run game.
Yeah.
Like, as if he's playing catch-up, just like Lamar, it's not going to happen. Lamar, he's pretty good at playing catch-up, but, like, he's not good at converting on third down.
Yeah, when Dallas got the ball back with, like, under a minute to go against the Niners, there's a graphic that popped up. Dak has 20 career game-winning drives in the fourth quarter or overtime, and I'm just sitting there thinking, like, when? Like, I'm a Cowboys fan, man. I'm like, I don't really remember a lot of game-winning drives from this motherfucker.
No, like, I mean, because, like, you're not, I mean, I know it's unfair to really measure anybody to the GOATs at QB, like Peyton and Tom and stuff like that, but, like, at least when there was, like, 2 minutes and you got to make 10 points or some shit like that, you couldn't just write it off, like, off, oh, they're going to lose, because the way they manage the clocks, how they spread the ball around, how they make you respect the short game and then toss it right over your heads or some shit like that. Like, you're not getting that out of today's quarterbacks. Like, they're not calling the audibles the way that they used to. It's do it, run it this way, and convert. That's all you need to do. Run it this way and convert. Because, like, I think they said Lamar, he has the best touchdown interception ratio in the league or some shit, like, going out on 3 years. I'm like, cool. But how much has that ratio helped us win? You know, like, how many times did we lose time of possession to the other quarterback? A lot. So it's like, I mean, if we got to get rid of Lamar, man.
Get rid of him. Huntley's doing all right.
Yeah, Huntley's not bad. And that's my thing with Dallas. I'm like, who the fuck? With Cooper Rush ain't it. Much as I appreciate how he held the fort down and went 4-1.
Man, for a while, they were on his nuts. Well, he just doesn't know how to lose.
Yeah. I saw all the memes talking about, well, it's time to trade Dak and dab-a-dab-a-dab. I was like, Jesus. Like, I can't stand you prisoner of the moment as fans, dude. Like, fuck, man. Like, I get it. Like, I'm one of those Cowboys fans that every single football season, when it starts, it's our year. I say that out loud every time. Yeah. I don't mean it most of the time, but one of these years I'm going to be right. And that's the only reason I say it, just for consistency. And one of these years, I got to be right.
Yep, and one of these years you'll be like, see, I told you.
But as soon as the season starts progressing, I'm like, yeah, I know where this is going.
Like, yeah, no. I can usually make that deliberation by, like, the sixth game. Week six, yeah. if we don't have identity on either offense or defense, I can already make that determination. And
I'm pretty sure the Cowboys are going to try to get rid of Zeke, even though he said he wants to stay. I think he should stay one more. I'm willing to give everybody one more year, because then that would be the fourth year with Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore running the show, Dan Quinn on the defense. It'll be his third season. People come back from injury. Now, if this shit don't work next year, then fuck it. Break the bank. Go get Sean Payton.
Well, the way I see it is it'd be to your guys' benefit to trade Dak for more draft picks, because that way you can at least get some legit line so you can get Cooper Rush the time he needs to get incorporated into the offense. And then maybe maybe get like a possession big body receiver, not a tight end, because, I mean, you guys are
–
your tight end's not terrible.
No, they're actually pretty stacked at tight end with Blake fucking Jarwin and goddamn Dalton Schultz. And
yeah, like, you guys need like a Marvin Harrison type or Anquan Boldin. There you go. That's a bigger body like type of receiver. Like, he can just create space.
Yeah. He's not fast vertically, but
that's what Dez was.
Yep.
He was just so fucking strong at the point of attack. And like, you're just not going to out-muscle
him. No, because honestly, these corners are getting bigger now.
Yeah.
They're bigger bodies. They're fucking more physical.
Because they're turning wide receivers who ain't going to make it into the league. I'm like, oh, I can get you to the league. You're going to have to come on this side of the ball,
yes,
bud.
Yes, you do. Like, hey, but you want to make hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars? Yeah, come to the side of the ball. Put your pride aside.
Yep.
But yeah, no, like, I think my team, we have to make the same decision. We got to let Lamar go.
Crazy thing is, they could pull off, both teams could pull off a trade.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, Derek Carr is not going to be at the Raiders next year. They made that evident when they sat him the last two games and didn't even let him in the facility.
I think he's got more of a tank, to be honest.
Yeah, he does. I'd be okay with Derek Carr. as too. Quarterback?
Me too.
Like, absolutely. Fuck it. Put him behind a line that's actually worth the fucking...
Well, because, yeah, when his line was fighting for him, that dude was the truth. People are on his dick 24-7.
He was like the new age Philip Rivers. Like, I loved Philip Rivers as a fucking football player. He's one of my
favorite quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Just, it doesn't have to be how he played. It's what he said between plays. That dude had a mouthpiece for everybody and anybody that needed it or wanted it. He made you need it, though.
My thing was when they were in the playoffs and LaDainian Thompson went down with turf toe. And I can't continue. And this motherfucker Rivers tore an ACL and was like, I'm going to get back out there and play and finish the game. I'm like, this motherfucker. Fuck you, LT, you soft, half-stepping, moist-ass bitch. It's like, this motherfucker Phillip Rivers is about to give his whole fucking leg for this game.
Right.
Get your punk ass out. Your toe, nigga, chop it off and get back out there. Man up.
You see, prime time, he's over here running camps.
You know what I mean? Dude, Shannon Sharp roasting him. Have you seen that video?
Oh, yeah.
When he told him,
I think I sent it to you.
Dion, he stayed eight toes down for you. I was just like, yo, Shannon Sharp is childish. I love it so much.
But the shoe was on the other foot. Oh, my bad, dog. He's like, you really doing this to me?
That shit was great.
Oh, yeah, no, we definitely do another episode talking about Prime going to Colorado and running that thing.
Oh, yeah, because that's a whole episode. The amount of hate that he got from...
easily be 30 minutes.
Oh, dude, yeah. Well, I'll save my opinions on that one. Yeah, we can do that next.
But yeah, to wrap this all up, I got the Chiefs and the Niners.
And the Niners.
You got Eagles and
I think the Niners are going to win, but I want the Eagles to go.
I would like to see the Eagles.
Just because if the Niners go, that runs the risk of them getting number six.
You know what? Maybe I do want the Niners to fucking lose because all my California friends, they're being real toxic.
They got borderline Cowboys fans.
Yeah, I mean, Eagles fans suck. They booed Santa. Like,
I mean, but they boo themselves too. I got to give them.
They do, but they also throw snowballs with rocks in them at people.
You're right.
And they fucking.
So, fucking the NFC sucks. Yeah.
You got some shitty people in the NFC.
Minus Dallas. Everybody else sucks.
No, we started this episode off with Dallas being toxic to themselves.
Yeah, their fans suck.
Not, I'm a single TV and safe.
As a rational Cowboys fan, I apologize to everybody for them dipshits. You know, if they wear jean shorts and they're about to talk about Cowboys, just step the fuck away. Like, nothing good comes of that shit.
You ain't wrong.
Fuck it.
All right. We still log out.
Yeah, log the fuck out.